Let's be seated. Let's pray. Indeed, I pray, Father, that in the moments that follow, that the love of the Father given to us through the Son would cause our hearts to explode. As we acknowledge afresh and anew the undeserved mercy and grace in your Son, and a newness of life that He calls us into, and a oneness of heart in Him. I pray, Father, that as we meditate upon Your Word in the moments to come, indeed, draw near to us and encourage us, give us hope. For those who are struggling in their sins and all they can see is the mountain of darkness, may they hear of Christ who brings light. I pray, Father, this morning as we move towards the Lord's Supper table, as we acknowledge Jesus in a physical, tangible way in receiving these tokens of His body and of His blood, our hearts would come with great gladness, and that we would come as one to the table. For Jesus is our center and our everything. Give much glory to yourself in the moments that follow. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning in our time in the Word, I want to do something that I pray that is on the one hand simple, and on the other hand, profound for us. It is to simply hear what God would have to say to us in His Word. So if you have your Bibles, let me encourage you to turn into them and to look at the letter of 1 John. Not the Gospel of John, but the letter 1 John. First of John's three letters towards the back of your New Testaments, towards the back of your Bibles, just before Revelation and Jude. If you've not read 1 John in a while, or if you have and have studied it, you might want to know, you may already know, that in the letter of 1 John, much like in his gospel, there are some words that are repeated throughout the letter. Words like light and to know. The word abide is going to come up repeatedly in the letter. But there is one word that is used 46 times in this little letter. In these five chapters, 46 times does the word love or its root appear. Seems to me, then, that the Lord is trying to tell us something about the word love. And for His community. And as we come to the table, which at historically was for a while called the Love Feast, as we were feasting on the evidence of God's love for us in that Christ died for us, it would be good to hear what He would have to say regarding love. Those 46 times, those of you who are grammar geeks somewhat like me, those 46 times in the letter, 28 of those times, the vast majority, is used in a verb sense. So that love is not something necessarily that we feel as much as something that we do in response to God and in response to one another. And this morning, for those of you who like outlines, though, I'll give you one, though I'm not going to stay long in my own words. We're going to try to get to God's Word as quickly as possible. I want you perhaps to have your ears tuned to love given, love believed, and love evidenced. And maybe you want to, maybe not now, just soak in the words, or maybe now, but maybe this afternoon, take that little outline and go back through the letter of John and where do I see these things evidenced? Or maybe you'll just write down the verse as we're going along. But when the recipients of this letter first got this letter, they did not do what we typically do now and chop it up into two or three verse sermons. They heard it all at once. And so that's what I'm hoping to do this morning as we simply read through 1 John and then move to the Lord's Supper table. On that last one, I want to be clear as we're moving through and hopefully, to, again, have your ears tuned to this. There's love given from the Father. There's love believed by us that the Father could and does love us by giving us His Son. But there is love evidenced. And that love evidenced is evidenced toward God and amongst one another. So there's a vertical evidence, and then there is a horizontal evidence of our love, or God's love in us. That vertical evidence is simply this, obedience. In the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, if you love me, you will obey my commands. We're going to hear something very similar as we move through this. So that, to be clear, obedience is not that means by which we get God's love. But rather, love is the motivation that moves us to obedience. Love is not the reward. Obedience is the response to the love already shown to us in Christ. And then love to brethren. To hear the depth and the strength of John's words regarding the love of brethren, that you cannot say you love God and hate your brother. Those two things cannot go together. And so as we come to the love feast, the love table, and we're responding to God's love to us, and we're responding with the brethren, let us hear the word of the Lord for today in 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him, while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation, the anger-turning sacrifice for for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know Him, if we keep His commandments. Whoever says, I know Him, but does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in Him. Whoever says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same way in which He walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for His name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. Now Jesus, by the way, tells us exactly what is the will of the Father, that we would believe in the Son. This is repeated for us in the Gospel of John. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might become plain that they all are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you, but because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. But the anointing that you receive from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him, so that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from Him in shame at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of Him. See or behold what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is He who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For these are three that testify: the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that He has borne concerning His Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony: that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of Him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning. But he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. What a magnificent love, God, that you have given. Not to those who are deserving and not to those who are clamoring for you and needing a little help to you. But you loved us even while we were your enemies. Before you counted us as your children, and you sent your Son. In your love, as the Gospel of John describes, as Christ was lifted up, you drew all manner of men and women to Him. And you are drawing even now in this nation and in all the nations. And I pray even in this very room, as we lift high Christ, draw us to Him. Make our hearts rejoice in Him who was given for us, that we would be called the children of God when once we were called the enemies of God. The words were clear today, Lord. And I would pray that we would all have life today, because we have Christ, by faith, clinging to Him, living in Him, breathing for Him, moving in Him. May there be no idols only in... May there be no idols not only in the sense of little figurines or even activities that divide us from you, but may we ourselves not be idols where life is about me. This morning, as we hear your word for us, tune our hearts afresh. Tune our wills anew. The song of good news in Jesus Christ. You have given love in your Son. You gave first. You gave independently. You gave for your honor and glory. And may we believe this love gift. May we renounce our sins and renounce following after the evil one and his dominion in this world. And humbly, tenderly declare our allegiance for Christ, the only real King. And Father, as we come to the table and we come together, maybe even bumping into one another or standing next to someone that we don't know all that well, may our hearts be linked to one another as we come just one wretched sinner saved by grace standing next to another poor wretched sinner saved by grace. And all together rejoicing in what Christ has done. May there be whispers in the light, in the line, isn't Christ great? Don't we have a great Savior? Hasn't He done marvelous things? I don't deserve to be in this line. Join our hearts together as one. And where there be any shadow of discord, as we claim to be right with you, may we also make every effort to be right with each other. pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up your worship guides and sing.